From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, the first day of August 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for today. Showers along with a few embedded thunderstorms may produce some locally heavy rainfall, ponding of water on roadways, as well as some localized flooding of poorly drained low-lying areas is possible. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers mainly after 2 p.m. with a high near 74 degrees. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., then a chance of showers with a low around 60 degrees. We'll review tomorrow and the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's happening in the local news. Cairo Durham is at the top of the news today as the realignment plan has survived a Board of Education vote. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Cairo Durham Central School District's elementary grade level realignment plan has narrowly survived a challenge by several new members of the Board of Education. During a special workshop and meeting on Wednesday, newly elected board member Peter Byrne moved to rescind the plan, but the resolution failed to receive the two-thirds majority needed to pass. The meeting lasted for 3 hours with more than 100 community members in attendance. Most were present to protest the realignment. The plan creates the Cairo Durham Elementary School in the former Durham Elementary building, which will house kindergarten through second grade, and the Cairo Durham Intermediate School in the former Cairo Elementary building for grades 3 through 5. The new plan goes into effect in September. Byrne said the defeat was likely to end the opposition within the board, but said there may be ways for the community to get the issue on a future agenda. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In Claverick, two polling sites are scheduled to be changed. Matt Brathwick reports in the Columbia paper that residents in two Claverick election districts will be voting at new locations beginning this fall. Polling sites for election districts 3 and 4 will now be at the Nutrition Center for the County Office of the Aging on Main Street in Philmont. District 3 previously voted at the Claverick Town Hall in Mellonville. District 4 voters went to the Philmont Village Hall. The changes were made for economical reasons and because the nutrition site is more accessible and will make the process easier for voters and auditors. The move will save an estimated $1,000 to $2,500 per year, according to the Columbia County Board of Elections. That full story you will find in today's Columbia paper. And in our final story, the Grand Ole Party in Cairo has chosen their candidates for town elections. Jessica Mosier reports in the Daily Mail, the Cairo Republican Committee has chosen 4 candidates to compete in the upcoming town elections in November. The caucus chose incumbent Douglas Ostrander Jr. and former town councilwoman Mary Jo Cords for the town board. Also chosen was Leland Miller for re-election as town justice and Susan Hilgendorf for tax collector. Long-term Republican Councilman Ray Stuttmeyer will not seek re-election this year. He is retiring after 24 years in office. You'll find that full story in the Daily Mail. So as we mentioned earlier, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area. Look out for showers along with a few embedded thunderstorms that may produce some locally heavy rainfall, ponding of waters on roadways, as well as some localized flooding of poorly drained low-lying areas. The forecast for today is showers mainly after 2 p.m. with a high near 74. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., then a chance of showers with a low around 60. For the next 3 days, Friday, a slight chance of showers, mainly between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 57. On Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 9 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 58. And for Sunday, a chance of showers before 9 a.m., then isolated showers after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:13 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Thursday, the first day of August 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.